everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Stan back here on the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Carmen Mercer, who's the vice president of the Minutemen, one of the two branches of the Minutemen group. And we'll get into more detail about really what's going on as far as immigration is concerned. But you must understand that certainly this is not an issue that is before the presidential candidates, because all of the presidential candidates are pro-illegal immigration. Why would anybody be in favor of illegal immigration? Why? Because they want to transform America. Because they want a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to join America with Mexico and South America and the rest of the world, because their loyalty is not to the United States of America and to our Constitution, as they have all sworn to uphold. It is this globalist dream of a one-world government under a ruling elite, and they're part of that ruling elite, a one-world religion, and then the coming world leader. And whether they realize what they're doing or not, it doesn't really matter. They are all globalists. They are all traitors to our country, because you could not be a globalist and be a good American. And this is really what's behind the fact that the government consistently refuses to enforce our immigration laws. And just as Ronald Reagan gave the American people his word in 1986, if we would pass the immigration bill at that time and give amnesty to a million illegal immigrants, of course there were really almost 3 million at the time, that they lied to us about the number of illegal immigrants getting amnesty, and they lied about enforcing the laws which they promised faithfully. You know, with vigor and insisting, don't you believe us? Of course we'll enforce the immigration laws. Neither Ronald Reagan, nor George Herbert Walker Bush, nor Bill Clinton, nor the current administration will enforce our laws, because they have a different agenda, a different goal. Well, with that as a background, let's get to Carmen, because she has some great information that you really need to hear. Carmen, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And we had Carmen earlier this week on one of our other programs. I was so impressed by her presentation, I asked her to come on to be with us here and tell us, what has the state has done on the border? Are they enforcing the laws any better? Are they building very much of the fence? Are they doing what's necessary to stop illegal immigration?
Well, they certainly are. They certainly are making an effort. We, as you know, we have been a border activist group for almost nearly 6 years now. We realized after 9/11 how unsecured our borders were. And so we got together with a small neighborhood watch group and brought the attention to the government. And we have been at work ever since then. We have been able to defeat amnesty bills. We have pressured the government into starting to build the defense on the border. Certainly, at least it was a start. It hasn't been finished yet, but, you know, it has made a difference. Any kind of fence will make a difference, actually. We have seen drops in drugs coming across. We have seen drops in people coming across where the fence is built, and that's why we are insisting that the fence will be built on the southern border, that we get the 700 miles of promised fence built. Of course, now we have officials that are trying to do away with the funding for the fence, and we just cannot sit back and let that happen. You know, I always say the giant has awakened, the American public has awakened, and they say enough is enough.
Well, how much of the fence is actually built at the present time? Do you have any idea?
Well, they say we have about 120 miles, I think, built so far on the southern border. And the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps started building their own fence, and that was in May of 2006 when our president, Chris Simcox, gave an ultimatum to the president to step up to the plate, or we, the people, the American public, would make sure that this fence would get built. And so we started building a 15-foot security fence on the border here, close to Naco, where I live. I live in Tombstone, Arizona, a little town of about 1,500 in population. And it has made a difference, you know, but we want the government to build the same fence. We don't want a virtual fence. We want a real fence, because a virtual fence will only be able to realize if there are either cows or illegal aliens coming across. But, you know, the real fence will put a time pressure in there, by hoping that by the time they get over the fence, Border Patrol will be there, because it's definitely a lot harder climbing over a fence than just being detected by a camera, and it's very difficult to realize where the group is going, you know, after they're being detected, if the Border Patrol agents are not right there.
Well, now, we of course, reading in some of our local newspapers here where I live, find that, you know, supposedly there's some of the people who have farms along the border who are against the fence because it's going to bifurcate the property. How can it bifurcate the property if it's along the border? I don't understand.
Well, that's true, and we're actually worrying about rattlesnakes and lizards, you know, that they're going to be able to go back and forth from one country to the next. But Dr. Stanley, we also have to remember there's a lot of hardship going on, you know, for these illegal aliens, because many, many of those women are sexually and physically abused when they're going through the desert to get to the border. They're being told that they will be able to live the dream of their life once they get into the United States, not realizing what they will have to go through to get there. We have coyotes who are sexually and physically abusing them, who hang their undergarments on the so-called rape tree as a trophy, you know, and people are dying in the desert. I mean, it's a harsh environment. Our temperatures reach sometimes 120 degrees, and many times these coyotes drop these groups off on at the border and tell them the next largest city is right in front of them, whereas the next largest city is another 100 miles away.
Sure. And, you know, it certainly is, you can feel very, very sorry for the plight of the people trying to get into this country. And I understand they want a better life. Everybody wants a better life. But unfortunately, you can't flood 20 million people into this country, whether it's 11 million or 20 million, or nobody really knows. And certainly we can't believe the figures the government's giving us on much about anything. But of course, this flood of illegal immigrants is decimating our health care delivery system and our emergency rooms, and bringing in new diseases and flooding our schools. And our schools now are decreasing in their ability to teach, because we have so many students who don't speak the language of our country. And really, of course, what we're doing is lowering the standards of living standards of our own people, lowering the wages, because of course you have people come in and work for a fraction of what an American laborer can work for. We're going to be back in just a moment with Carmen Mercer discussing very real problems of illegal immigration.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, what a bottle!
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, Sheldon, wake up!
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. Call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Back here, our guest is Carmen Mercer, and she's on the front lines of this battle against illegal immigration. Carmen, you really think then that they have effectively cut down on the number of people coming in by using the fence and increasing border security?
Yes, they have. In a way, they have, Dr. Stanley. But certainly, the illegal aliens are also smart enough to go around in the areas where we have built the fence. Yes, it is going to create a deterrent. That's why we have to insist that we get the whole fence built and not just spotted areas of 10 or 20 miles each time, because that doesn't do much good. We need to increase the Border Patrol agents. We also have to add the surveillance equipment with it and the sensors. But, you know, this illegal immigration issue touches so many more issues. As you just said, you know, education and health, for instance. We have diseases that are surfacing again that were eradicated at one time. We have, and that's been proven that it's being brought in by illegal aliens, not only whooping cough and tuberculosis or hepatitis. We also have a Chagas disease, which is a parasite that enters the bloodstream that, by the time it's done, it's going into the heart, and it then will kill people. It has contaminated the blood supplies of the Red Cross because it's so hard to trace. You know, those are the issues that we're never being told about. And, of course, let's just take tuberculosis. The strain that's coming into the country now will cost us anywhere from 100 to 150 times as much than the simple antibiotic it required to cure that strain of tuberculosis. And you know, those things were not being told. And we, the taxpayers, are going to be paying for that, just like we, the taxpayers, are going to pay for children of illegal aliens to be educated. You know, this is America. Let's face it. This is our country, the greatest country on earth still. And we have to take every step to make sure that we are going to keep this country the greatest country on earth.
Well, you know, certainly when that law was passed back in 2006, before the elections, of course, and of course everybody was up in arms over illegal immigration. So Congress dutifully, you know, passed the legislation to build 700 miles of fence. And was that fence supposed to have been completed last year, or when was it supposed to have been completed?
Yes, it was supposed to have been completed in September of last year, and it certainly did not get done. And, you know, Congressman Hunter is a huge advocate of getting this fence done. Of course, he wrote the fence bill, and which requires a double-layer border fence, just like the one in San Diego. And that has been proven to be that effective that it has dropped crossings and drugs by 60%. I just got an article this morning where, and I live in the Tucson sector. The southeastern sector of Arizona is the largest corridor for drugs and illegal aliens. And it says here, in the first 4 months of fiscal year 2008, drug seizures in the Tucson sector were nearly 150 tons. I can't even imagine that amount, you know. And they were just, they just seized almost a ton of marijuana yesterday, or the day before, I think it was, right here in the Tucson area. But this is not only about the migrant worker coming across. The migrant worker only makes about 3% of the people coming into this country. We have people with criminal intent, and we also have people with terrorist intent, you know, coming in here. And we certainly embrace everybody that respects our laws and comes into this country legally, just like I did. I was born and raised in Germany, and I took the time to become a very proud citizen of the United States. And when I came in here the first time, that was way quite a while ago, I came as an international student. I had to pass a test to even be accepted at the university. I had to make sure I read, write, and understand the language. And I had to pay out-of-state tuition and fees. And you know what? Those were the laws, and that was certainly fine with me.
And today, why, of course, in many of our states, such as the one I live in, California, we actually subsidize the illegal immigrant going to universities so that an illegal immigrant in California gets lower tuition at our state colleges than an American citizen living in Nevada just across the border who wants to come to our colleges. So you have to understand there's an organized, orchestrated effort, first of all, to violate federal laws by refusing to carry them out. And, of course, that's the responsibility of the Bush administration, which had promised us that they would have that 700-mile fence built by September of last year and never had any intention of building it. And, of course, here in California, why, we're doing everything we can to encourage illegal immigration. But fortunately, in Arizona, where Carmen lives, they have passed legislation, and it is effective. In fact, if the federal government was run like Arizona is, we wouldn't have an illegal immigrant problem. But unfortunately, the Bush administration has a different loyalty. But tell us what's going on in Arizona, how well your new legislation is working, and what it's doing.
Sure. Our governor has passed a bill that will hold the employers accountable if they are, and that's, of course, the loophole again, if they're knowingly hire an illegal alien, their business license will be revoked, and if they get caught again doing it, then they will never be able to have another business in the state of Arizona. It certainly has made a difference because people started traveling out of Arizona prior to the 1st of January because they knew that the government was going to take action and crack down on the employers, and that's the way we have to do it. We have to take that magnet away, and the only way we can do this is by enforcing the laws that we have on the books and to make people realize American people should be the people that should have jobs first. We had 14 million underemployed American people in 2005, and I know that number has increased by probably 50%, I would say, because it's not the migrant workers only coming in here. You know, we have people in construction companies. Construction companies are going under almost every day because they cannot compete with the companies who are hiring illegal aliens and, of course, are depressing the wages. And those profits don't go back in your and my pocket. They're going back into corporate America. They're not being passed on to us.
And that really was so vitally important is for people to understand that if they wanted to stop illegal immigration, they would, of course, go after the employers, and there were no jobs, why the people would go home, and they would not be flooding across the border to get here. So they're in Arizona, why they're doing what's right, and my understanding is that, you know, the program is working. The people from Arizona, the illegal immigrants, they're all coming to California, where, of course, our governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is welcoming them, doing everything he can to encourage illegal immigration. After all, he has such good friends within the Mexican government and in Washington, D.C., and Arnold Schwarzenegger's, of course, loyalty is not to the United States. He has a different agenda, and he was put into the governorship by the elite who really, of course, want to control the sixth largest economy in the world, which is the state of California. If we were a nation, we'd be the seventh largest economy in the entire world. Well, that is not going to continue much longer because we're bankrupt. It's costing us over $10 billion every year here in California just to provide services for the illegal immigrants. And of course, one of the arguments that's used, Carmen, is, well, but the illegal immigrant is paying taxes, you know. Why should we be against these poor people? How do you answer that? I mean, they're paying taxes.
I don't think the majority of them pay taxes because they're being paid under the table. They literally, and that's another thing, Dr. Stanley, they literally do not have rights when they take a job here, because very often if their employer decides at the end of the month they don't want to pay him, you know, he tells them, well, I'm not going to pay you this time because what can you do about it? I mean, you're here illegally. You don't have any rights. And so they are being exploited just as well. But you are correct. I mean, we're pushing the illegal traffic into other states, of course. But, you know, as Tom Tancredo said it correctly, he said there's not one district in the United States that is not affected by this. It has gone into every corner of the United States, and not only on the border states. That's why we have created internal chapters with the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps to encourage our people to become active in the legislature and to make that change. And we see laws, our people are, the American people are now pressuring the government to enforce the laws, and that the e-verify system, for instance, is going to be accepted in every state. And lo and behold, I've been at a McDonald's here recently, and you know these fast food chains have always employed illegal aliens, but this McDonald's actually had the e-verify poster on their wall, and I only saw American people in there working in there, and that really made me proud. I mean, I have to say, you know, piece by piece, city by city, business by business, we have to take America back. And it's up to us, the American people, to do that.
Amen. And, Chris, I think we should do everything we can to support the businesses that support America. And, of course, turn our back on those businesses, and many of them very large businesses that are betraying America so they can hire, cheap labor and drive the prices down. And this is exactly what they've done. And, I mean, there's no way that, the average American who has a wife and family, is going to be able to compete with an illegal immigrant who will come in and work for $9 an hour and take his job away, and you're not even getting any benefits along with that. So people have to understand that this is going to impact on every single person out there in the listening audience. Well, Carmen, as far as the Arizona is concerned, they're doing right. Or any of the other states coming up with similar legislation, where they're going after the employers and letting them know in no uncertain terms that if they ever get caught twice hiring illegal immigrants, they will lose their ability to have a business in the state?
Absolutely. And, we also have to understand something. Illegal aliens in the construction business, for instance, I talk to people that have houses built, and they chose the cheaper route. They went with a company that gave them a better deal, the so-called better deal, only to find out after that house was built that things were just not working correctly, or that things were not done correctly. And so then they're paying, they have to have the contractor come back and redo the job. Whereas if we keep our workforce with trained American people, we're going to be so much better off. I'd love doing business with Made in America. I try to keep my business even here in town locally. I'm proud to be an American. I don't need to import people from other countries just so that I have a cheaper workforce. And let's face it, the president always likes to tell us we need these people to come in and do the jobs that the American public does not want to do. And that is baloney, because we've seen it here in the last couple of months when illegal aliens were caught working illegally in a business or a huge corporation, and they were terminated. These jobs were taken by American people very, very quickly. We just need to pay a living wage for American people, that we can make for sure they can feed their families. And the president is telling us that we don't have a recession. We all know it. I own a business myself. I certainly see how the prices are going up. Inflation is on the rise, and it used to be that when inflation happened, it happened all at one time. Now it happens kind of like piece by piece. You go to the store and the bacon all of a sudden is a dollar more. The next time you go, the milk is a dollar more. It's kind of like a creeping increase of inflation. But, you can't kid us anymore. We know what's going on. And the stimulus package is not going to save the economy. The stimulus package is going to provide extra money for American people that can't pay their bills right now. They're not going to spend it on televisions and those kind of things. Let's not kid ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, certainly, as we look and we see what's happening across America, we see America's changing. You talk about inflation. We have a galloping inflation at the present time, with the price of wheat. It's $24 a barrel, a bushel. $24 a bushel for wheat this last week, whereas before that, it was $3 a bushel. Oh, there's no inflation, the government tells us. Well, how to tell when a politician is lying, of course, because his lips are moving. And we have to understand that there are people, who are undermining the very foundation of the economic stability of our nation. And part of that, of course, is bringing in illegal immigrants to undercut the wages in this country, drive our wages down, and impoverish our people. Well, how do you feel about the guest worker program? The idea that Sydney, many of our farmers do need people working in the fields, and Sydney, a lot of Mexicans would be willing to come here, work temporarily, and go back home again. How do you feel about the guest worker program?
You know, I would totally agree to a guest worker program as long as it enforces the laws, as long as these people come in here legally. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, if our farmers say they need these people to harvest their fields. But there's a right way and there's a wrong way, and it has to be legal.
Absolutely. And remember back in 1986, they promised to bring in a guest worker program, but once again, their lips were moving. They'll be right back here with Carmen Mercer, and we'll welcome your call at the American Freedom Network.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky. Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues. Like dirt being blown into the air. A frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate, and don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. Call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Carmen Mercer of the Minutemen Civil Defense Group. And Carmen, go ahead and put out your webpage, tell people how to get in touch with your organization. And are you still looking for people to come down and help the Minutemen on the border?
Absolutely. They can go to our website, www.minutemanhq.com. That's Minuteman, singular, HQ.com. We can always need more people, because it is all about the American people. It's all about the pressure that we can put on the government. They can click on the links to help us build the fence or come to the border or even become active in the political action committee and change the legislature. And certainly we can always use donations. We are a huge organization, one of the fastest growing organizations of the time. And, you know, we need people, and we certainly can always use extra funds. And, you know, Dr. Stanley, we've always been painted as racist, as the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. You know, we've been in business for almost 6 years. We have a very strict standard operating procedures. We don't care what color people have when they cross the border. We want to make sure that they come into this country legally. We also have saved over 300 lives, and we've been able to have Border Patrol apprehend almost 16,000 illegal aliens with our help. And Border Patrol is very grateful that we're working on the ground with them. They appreciate us. They know that they're undermanned, and they know that we're helping them to spot and report illegal activity, and then we pass it on to them, and they in turn come, you know, usually in a very, very quick time to apprehend these people. So over the years, we've really established a great relationship with the Border Patrol.
And again, could you get your webpage out there?
That's www.MinutemanHQ.com.
MinutemanHQ.com. That's for, of course, for headquarters. And
yes.
They're doing a great job. They're having an impact. And, of course, there's a conscious effort to discredit anyone who wants to try to save America and call them racist, call them what you will, suggest they're embezzling funds. There's all sorts of stories that are put out there to discredit Jim Simcox and the others who are on the front lines of this battle. Why? Because the people who control the media have a different agenda, because they have a different loyalty, because they have to stop anybody who wants to try to save America, because they have a different agenda. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255. And really what's so vitally important is that people understand that America is being invaded today. Now, it's certainly not all the illegal immigrants. What about terrorists coming across the border? Do we have any evidence that there have been any terrorists trying to get in here, people from the Islamic countries who want to do harm to our people and our society?
Yes, we do. And there have been several incidents where people have crossed borders and were apprehended and came from terrorist-supporting countries. And that's another thing. You know, we have to remember, our security at the airport is so strict at this point, and we're leaving our borders, our back door, wide open and make it possible for everybody to come in. And, of course, although the security has increased, it's still not perfect, because we still see people testing the grounds and trying to see if they can, for instance, you know, bring bombs into the country, or how do we know that bio warfare is not being brought in here? You know, those are the things we have to worry about as well. This is not, like I always say, again, this is not about the migrant worker. This is also criminal intent coming into this country, and we have to know the intent of the people coming here, and that's why we have to keep the pressure on the government that this fence will be built first. First, we have to secure the border. Then we have to employers. That's the only way we're going to get this job done. And there should be no debate on this issue. You know, Congress has passed the legislation to build the fence, then other legislators come around and defund it. And so the one thing we have to do, and that's where the American public comes, keep the political pressure on the government. The government of Mexico will not change its ways unless pressure comes from the U.S. government, and we cannot allow these incursions into the sovereign U.S. land. We cannot allow Mexico to incur
and raise the living standards of the American citizen to that of the Mexican peasant, and won't we all be happy then? Why would John McCain hire somebody who'd been working for Vicente Fox?
Well, our president, Chris Simcox, has been going round and round with John McCain over the last 6 years, and John McCain always stood strong on his policy that he would not enforce securing the border, and only when his numbers dropped in the election, that's when he turned around and all of a sudden he said, "I get the picture. I'm getting my message from the constituents, and I realize now that we will have to secure that border, and I promise I will secure that border." But he's not talking about that he's going to build a fence and how he's going to do it, and what he's going to do with the probably by now 40 million illegal aliens in this country.
Sure. Well, of course, we know John McCain's promises. Well, we know how he treated his first wife and having an affair with his second wife he had a first wife. And I mean, if this is a man without integrity, and, certainly he's traditionally been all in favor of illegal immigration. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a globalist. His loyalty is not to the United States. and he's going to be the Republican nominee. Boy, look at the choice between Obama, Hillary, and John McCain's like being shot, hung, or burned at the stake, and I don't like any of the alternatives. But, of course, the media is not going to tell the American people the truth about what's going on. Our number is 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question for Carmen, she's on the front lines of this battle. She's a proud American citizen, and she wants to maintain the integrity of our nation. My understanding is that an awful lot of the Mexican people who are here in this country legally, who've come in legally or are hardworking and either have become American citizens, a lot of them support your work. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these people that have waited in line to become an American citizen are very proud to be an American citizen. You know, I waited in line for nearly 2 years to get my citizenship, and it involved several things, a very thorough background check, a very thorough health check. I mean, America wanted to know, you know, if I was healthy, if I wouldn't bring any diseases in this country. And these are the rules that have to apply to everybody. And the amnesty bill, all the amnesty bills of last year, none of them had the provision in there that people coming in this country would have to go through a extensive health check. You know, I had to do fingerprinting. I had to be able to read and write and understand the language. But I have to tell you this, Dr. Stanley, when I went to the immigration office and applied for my citizenship, nobody spoke German for me. That's my native language. Everybody spoke Spanish, though. Everybody behind that counter catered to the people that came from a Spanish-speaking country.
That is one of the great tragedies of our time. People in government have a different agenda, as I believe they worship. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Welcome your call.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Carmen Mercer, our telephone number 970-689-8255, and we're talking about the invasion of the United States. And, of course, the whole idea to create a multicultural, multilingual society. And I'm infuriated when I call one of the major corporations in America or one of the major telephone companies or something like that, and, well, of course, they speak to in English, and then they speak to in Spanish, But they don't speak to in German or Vietnamese. What they're really trying to do, of course, is bring in the Spanish-speaking people. Why? Well, because they want to be able to play one group against the other. When you understand that, it all makes sense, exactly as they've done in Canada, playing the English-speaking people against the French-speaking people. So here in America, they want to join the United States and Mexico, yes, in Canada, and then we can have three disparate groups all speaking different languages that they can play against one another. They know what they're doing. And, of course, what an effective tool it is, divide and conquer. And, of course, the average American doesn't understand this isn't happening by accident. It's happening by intent. Would you agree or disagree with that, Carmen?
I agree with you there. And this is why, you know, when Chris Simcox owned a local newspaper here in Tombstone, and we met in 2002, and in October, and it had a very successful newspaper and was very well liked by the public here because he was non-biased with all the issues. And Tombstone is a very small town, but with lots of corruption going on in there, and he uncovered a lot of that. And people just loved him. But the one day when he put out the call to the American people, when he said enough is enough, you know, let's put out a call to action. We want to get people together to show our government, whom he had written letters to every senator and congressman, and of course nobody was listening. And he said, there's only one way I can do this. And of course he owned the paper, and it was a privately owned paper, so nobody was going to edit out what he was saying. And he put the call to call to arms out to the American people. That's how we started. And of course people didn't like it. We're a tourist town. Everybody was thinking, oh man, there is a militia in this town, and they're going to destroy the tourist business. You know, it brought a lot of tourist business, because in Tombstone any news is good news, even negative news. And so he made up his mind. He was going to do this job, and I supported him. And of course, you know, in a newspaper, you can only make money when you get advertisement. And of course, almost automatically, advertisement dropped. But we felt it was very important to bring this message to the American public, just like talk radio. I always call it the unedited version, whereas in the national news media, you know, everything gets, you do an interview for 3, 4, 5 hours, and you get a 2-minute blip, and most of the things you say are being edited out.
And, of course, that's how they control the media. They control it through advertising, and they will actually, if the advertiser doesn't care one way or the other, they'll go to the advertiser, and they'll tell him they're going to picket his company, they're going to boycott his company, they're going to go to his employees and get them to quit or go to the union. I mean, anybody who's advertising with a means of communication that they don't like, they will target. And believe me, these people are ruthless, because, of course, they have a different agenda, and they can't have anybody like Chris Simcox out there mobilizing those stupid American people. Well, I think Chris has done a great job, and I think he's to be commended for his efforts. And everything's been done to try to discredit him. You'll read all the articles about the financial shenanigans. And what about all this effort to discredit Chris Simcox and suggesting he's pocketing all the money? And how do you respond? You know him. You're on the inside. How do the people in the Minuteman Civil Defense Group really feel about you?
Well, you have to understand one thing. When you become successful, you always will have people who will envy you. And, of course, we're a huge organization with nearly 10,000 active volunteers. And you have all different characters in a group like that. And everybody has a different opinion. You know, and our organization is very strong. We're in compliance with all the regulators. We have put our financial paperwork in the right way, and it has been accepted. And do you think it would be accepted if there would be something wrong with it? I can only say to those people that accuse us of misappropriating funds, you know, we put everything out on our website. Everything is totally in compliance. And so, you know, it's empty sayings. It's hot air. And it's because of envy, because we've been so successful. I mean, being in business for 6 years, that will tell you something. And the reason why we are in business, because we have such a strong standard operating procedure, because we make sure people who join our organization are not racist, don't have any different agendas. They go through a vetting process. They go through a training. They have to agree with our SOP. And if they can't do that, then there's no room for them in our organization. and we have not had one incident in the last 6 years that would get us in trouble, and that's why we are still in business. We've been checked out by the FBI and the CIA, and they told us, you know, as long as we operate under that status, there's nothing they can do because we're totally legal, we're very law-abiding, and peace-loving citizens of the United States. And you know, Dr. Stanley, I love the American people. Ever since I came into this country, I've met nothing but great individuals, and this is why I feel so strongly about this. This is my part of giving something back to this country and making sure that we don't lose our sovereignty and that we stay the greatest country on earth.
Well, we are the greatest country. Unfortunately, the wicked people have taken control of the reins of government in Washington, D.C., and most of the media and most of the great corporations and the great foundations and the banking system. But they're only a small number of people. The average American is a good individual, and this country is worth saving. And Carmen, I'm proud of you being on the front lines of this battle, and I'm proud of what Jim has done. We've interviewed him on our program in the past, and we'll have to try him sometime soon. And I think it's so vitally important that the average American understands that they try to give us the idea that there's nothing we can do. Well, we saw that last year, I guess it was 2006, when they wanted to get through the amnesty bill, and President Bush wanted to make all of the illegal immigrants legal. Because President Bush has a different loyalty, but either when the American people, with the help of the Minutemen and Numbers and a few other groups, began to besiege Washington, D.C. with telephone calls, they shut down the entire telephone system there in Washington, D.C., and the politicians, wanting to be reelected, felt the heat and did what was right. And canceled the amnesty bill. We've done it recently again with another legislation. And Carmen, God bless you. Thanks so much. Hope to get you on our other programs.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly we have some great information on the immigration. We have a four-tape set called the North American Community. Four-tape, four CDs at the North American Community. We have two four-tape sets or four CD sets on immigration and immigration issues. We have a great DVD put out by Glenn Spencer called The Conquest of Aztlan. You must understand that the people who are financing so much of this are the Ford Foundation. Remember that when you're looking for a car. the Ford Foundation financed Lulac and Lavraza. Lavraza, that means the race. It's a racist organization, and Ford Foundation financing racist organizations, Valdev, Lulac, all of these organizations for illegal immigrants. Why? Because the Ford Foundation, along with the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations, were always intent upon the destruction of America and the New World Order and the New World Religion and the New World Leader. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Until you understand that there are people working within the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society dedicated to world government, that's what nobody will ever tell you, although you'll find it in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, on pages 951 and 952. That's 951 and 952. Get Professor Quigley's book from us. Get the DVD, I guess it's on video, but The Conquest of Aztlan, that's The Conquest of Aztlan, and then our four tape sets on immigration, two of them, certainly our four tape set on the North American community, and then Jerome Corsi's great book, The Late Great USA, and then the other book we carry on the Minutemen. All of this information is available from Radio Liberty. You need to get it, and then you need to get others to begin listening, and then, pardon me, to begin to understand that this has nothing to do with immigration. It's about sovereignty. It's about the destruction of our sovereignty. It's about the destruction of our Constitution. It's about the traitors in Washington, D.C., who are globalists, who've sworn to uphold our Constitution. And you knew they were lying because their lips were moving. So get the information. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. Like the virus, war, W-A-R, because we are at war. America's being invaded. The traitors are in Washington, D.C. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, but behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that are guiding the unfolding of current events. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and disseminate it. We're getting another 1,000 copies of our CD on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and get them disseminated as well. My talk on the forbidden secret, the forbidden secret. You need to have this information. You need to help us disseminate this across America. That's the forbidden secret. Understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. Indeed, we are fighting a spiritual battle on a cultural, ideological, political battlefield. People don't understand that. There is another dimension. And if you want to understand the supernatural, our four tape set on the supernatural, and, of course, the book that goes with that, The Beautiful Side of Evil, written back in the 1980s. And then, of course, you need to get our material put out by Constance Cumby, the DVD, The Emergence, the four tape set on Constance Cumby. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
News, I'm Dick Shannon. The nation's mortgage crisis is hammering.